This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you, again, would like to watch us live, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click on there. You can watch us live. Join us on live chat. You can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. You'll see us right on the front page of their paper. Page. You can jump on there and join us on live chat as well. If you want to call in at any time, please do so. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, what I want to do today is I want to talk about raptured. Because we hear this constantly. I've seen some of this stuff this morning again. I wanted to highlight it. I wanted to cover it. I've written extensively on the topic. The church merely wants to be raptured from responsibility. And I suggest that every one of these that go along to get along, that's following man's doctrines, it's time to reread your Bibles. It really is. And I'll tell you what, and I'll get to this in just a little bit, no one advocates and pushes this message more than the burnt hippies do. And again, we'll get to those guys in just a couple minutes. Second Peter tells us, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnacies and damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. That's exactly right. And that's exactly what we're talking about even now. I also want to bring you over to this really quick, setting a premise concerning what we're going to be talking about and tearing down our father's idols. When you go to the book of Psalm chapter 78, what do you see? You see the Lord giving through his prophets, "Give ear, O my people, to my law. Okay? Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which you have heard and known. Our fathers have told us. We have the word of God. We will not hide them from our children or their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he hath established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel." Yep, look, America, this is us. "Which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children in America if they get born," right? We have 60 million that have been slaughtered in the womb because they failed. Their fathers have failed to understand, "Thou shalt not kill," Exodus 20, and failed to understand that the Lord said that he hates hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17. It goes on in verse 7, "that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments." This is what separates us from those that profess to be Christians. There's a big difference. Many will come to me and say, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied? Lord, Lord, have we not cast out devils? Lord, Lord, have we not healed the sick?" So on and so forth. And the Lord's going to look at them and say, "Listen, depart from me, you workers of lawlessness." No one and no group of people more than the hippies, friends, have played out the anarchist and antinomianist by showing no regard for God's moral law whatsoever. And we see the harvest of these hippies today. And again, what we're talking about is being raptured from responsibility, but pointing my finger to the responsible party, the end timers. And these are the people that advocate hopelessness. Now listen carefully. The Lord said that they might set their hope in God, their children, and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. This is where they fail right there. And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and a rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not fixed in direction, steadfast with God. Now listen, this is key, because this is the earmarks of these people that I'm highlighting today. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in His law. No, they've been preaching against His law, and they act accordingly. How many times I've been a part of, speaking engagements where I've seen individuals get up, and if they talk about the end times, if I tolerate it more than 30 seconds, they offer nothing but hopelessness, friends. Creating this fictitious tale of what's out there. Giving power over to the enemy from their tongues. The power of life and death is what? It's in the tongue. But these people continuously give voice to defeatism. They teach men the fear of consequence rather than the fear of God. And I'm going to get into that, friends, as we go forward here little by little. But I want you to understand who we're calling out here, who we're, again, pulling down the altars of our forefathers, and I'm talking about our forefathers, our fathers, and I'm talking about, I was born in the end of the 60s, so I'm calling out that generation that we're confronting even now. I want to get over to this again, because it was Leonard Ravenhill that said, today's church wants to be raptured from responsibility. How right, how true. Folks, have you ever noticed that the age demographic of those who promulgate the end-time message are, for the most part, a bunch of free-love hippies from the 1960s and 70s who've lost hope in God and no love for man? The love of many waxeth cold because of the workers of what? Lawlessness. Read 1 John 5:2. They've lost hope in God, love for man, and love for their country. And when you look at what their message is, you'll understand what I'm explaining here, because they are believers that just do not believe. That's right. I want to say that again. These are believers that just do not believe. How does that make sense? Oh, I run into them all day long. These are the people that say that they're Christians, they believe in God, and yet when they're tested in their faith, their little heretical theology just comes to a dwindle. It comes to a halt right there. And what do? Do they run to God? Nope, they run to man. They run to man for the remedy. And I see it all day long concerning, again, those that profess to be something that they are not. They are believers that do not believe. I've heard advanced teachers in the Bible, on the radio, on television, denying the very gifts of the Holy Spirit. And again, let me remind you, the Lord said in Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. When you go over to Hebrews 13:8, He says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, if the Lord hasn't changed, then who's changed? Man has changed. That's the bottom line. Folks, also keep in mind that these hippies are continuously magnifying through their lack of love. Matthew 24:12. Though they talk much of it, Matthew 15:8, fear, a fear of consequence of their dereliction of duty. That's important that you understand that. A fear of the consequence of their dereliction of duty, 1 John 2:4, in reaping the curse, Leviticus 26:14, a fear of man which paralyzes and in the end a snare, Proverbs 29:25. In fact, it's a fear in which the Lord did not give. It counters the fear of God, which is found in 1 Timothy 1:7. We've not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to contest anything that we're talking about here concerning Scripture, I don't care about your opinion, no more than anybody else does. I care about what the Word of God says. If you'd like to do that, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, this is what happened. This morning I wrote, I posted this out, and then I wrote, you might want to reread that Bible, because it was a quote and it's a picture. It's a meme post by Leonard Ravenhill. It says, today's church wants to be raptured from responsibility. One guy said, really? My church is working really hard to inform and advance the Christian views. The Christian views? Really? I thought the message was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I didn't know that we were supposed to tell the church, hey, promote fear, the consequence of men. I didn't know it was their job to just promote, don't worry about it, the Lord's on his throne, go ahead and live your own life. I didn't know that that was the message. I thought we were to preach Christ crucified. I thought we were to preach repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 2:38, Acts 2:21. This is a different gospel, and this is my point. And yet, when I go over, friends, and I'm going to go there right now, when I go over to Galatians chapter 1, it's interesting what it tells us. Paul said, I'm an apostle, not of men, neither by men, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. He said, right away, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that calleth you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Isn't it interesting how all day long we hear commercials where it's fear-based? To drive you to buy their product. Guess what? The gloom and doom hippies that preach, don't worry about it, everything I just got done saying, God's going to rapture you from responsibility, because that's really what it comes down to. Just look at their fruits, because that's all they do is promote fear of man, consequence of man, to drive them, the people that listens to their heretical garbage, over to their tables to buy their indoctrinations, their theologies, which is based on heresy. And it's exactly what's going on, friends. Go to one of their meetings. If you were to go to one of their meetings, I've said this 1,000 times and I'll say it again. I can't stomach this garbage. It's a message of hopelessness. It's a message of gloom and doom to the American people. When you listen to their message, the only thing you want to do after you listen to it is go to the hardware store and buy some rope and go hang yourself. I'm being facetious. I would never do that in a million years. But that's the kind of hopelessness that they offer. And it's always based on the fear of consequence. Look what's happening. There's nothing we can do. You need to buy our product. You need Jesus Christ. Okay? That's not how you drive men to the foot of Christ. You show them their sin before God with the use of the schoolmaster. Wherefore, the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Galatians 3:24. Not the other way around, America. And there's so many people, I got some people on live chat right now that are trying to justify the gloom and doom message. Here, let me go on. And just, if we got any questions, go ahead. The lines are open, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we're talking about today's church wants to be raptured from responsibility. I was just highlighting before the end of the last segment, these hippies are continually magnifying through their lack of love, though they talk much of it. They magnify fear, a fear of the consequences, basically based off their dereliction of duty in reaping the curse. A fear of man which paralyzes, and in the end, a snare. In fact, it's a fear in which the Lord did not give in any sense of the word. We're supposed to overcome the world. We're not to succumb to the world. We haven't been given a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. And the fear that we have is a filial love that moves as a daughter or a son in the face of their God in whom they love. It's not diabolical. Folks, these same people, they continuously magnify lawlessness, magnifying crimes against God and man, which merely exposes their hate and rebellion towards God and man, presenting a message to the people that is blatant failure to love God enough to actually obey Him. John 14:21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. Oh, Bradley, that's a different love and it's a different law. No, friends, listen carefully. Love is fulfilling of the law. And love worketh no ill. And if you read in Romans 13, right when he states that, what does he start to do? He starts to show you the purpose of the law, which becomes love, right? In doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. God gave his law because he loves, not because he hates. And by the way, if you're confused on this issue, it's coming from the same people that I'm tearing down concerning their little false altars that they have created. They continuously magnify lawlessness. They continuously magnify crimes against God and man. Folks, it's the church's obligation to deal with the wicked. Psalm 94:16 states so, in keeping his commandments unto judgment. Isaiah 51 verse 4. And you can also go back to Deuteronomy 4:6. And you keep the Lord's commandments unto judgment, establishing peace, because you love God and because you love man. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Hello. Folks, these are also some of the same group of hippies that have convinced many in America to separate God's law from his love, when love is again fulfilling of that law. I got a little ahead of myself. Forgive me. Romans 13:10 says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Right? Also read Leviticus 19:17 when you get a moment. I'm going to answer some major questions, folks, real quick here. These same hippies have also attempted to abrogate, do away with, that which Jesus did not come to abrogate, but to explain. And if he came to abrogate it, then why did he explain it? Matthew 5, 17 and 18. Think not that I've come to destroy the law of the prophets. I'm not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Hey friends, let me say this. Sin is moral, not physical. Understand that. Sin is moral, not physical. God has bestowed a dispensation upon you to choose the right or to choose the wrong. And that's up to you to decide. Deuteronomy 30:19. These same gloom and doomers, these same end timers that want to be raptured from responsibility, friends, they want to create out of thin air terms like legalism and legalistic. Really, can you show me that? And what they do is they equate it to people that love God and obey Him. Hey, when a child obeys his parents, he doesn't do that because it's legalistic. He does that because he honors his parents out of love. I mean, folks, as if to suggest that when you obey God's government, that's somehow legalistic. That's exactly the terms they put it in, friends, and the context they attempt to put it in. It's ignorance. It's ridiculous. Try that with natural law. If you love your country, you love your government, and you love your people, then you obey the laws of the land. If you don't do that, guess what? You are incarcerated. You go to jail for violating the law. But these gloom and doomers, these hippies that want to teach you rapture from responsibility, friends, you need to keep in mind, these are the ones that are coining these phrases like legalism and legalistic. Again, this mentality is brought to you exclusively by these hippies, these antinomianists, with no regard for God's moral government, and they act accordingly. And let me add, they don't even wash themselves, friends. And I'm not even being funny. We should get these people a bar of soap. I'm not kidding. Again, this mentality is brought to you exclusively by these hippies that are responsible for the anarchy which you see today in America. This is the harvest that these people have been preaching. I want to say on a personal note, I obey because I see what Christ did for me on Calvary, John 3:16, in covering my sins through His blood, Revelations 1:5, in living for Him who died for me, 2 Corinthians 5:15. I don't do it because or else. That's not why I serve God at all, in any sense of the word. What did He magnify in His incarnate life? The law, Jesus did. Exodus 20, which drove me to the foot of the cross to meet my Savior from my sins. Matthew 1:21, John 16:8, and Acts 20, verse 21. Jesus magnified the law of God. Just look to the Scripture. The Lord is well pleased for His righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. Isaiah 42:21. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. I delight to do Thy will, O God. Yea, Thy law is within my heart. Psalm 47:8. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be me a people. Hebrews 8:10. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is getting a first-hand look at tornado damage in the Nashville area. Visiting one devastated neighborhood, President Trump says some families have been entirely wiped out.
We're going to see some of the people that really survived, some not in good shape and some in very good shape, incredibly in good shape.
The president stressed the federal government will do everything possible to help the victims recover. At least 24 people were killed in the devastating tornadoes this week. A better-than-expected jobs report is out. The U.S. created 273,000 jobs in February, which blew away more than the 165,000 economists predicted. Chief White House economist Larry Kudlow tells CNBC the U.S. economy is looking sound, and no one should panic about the economy. The Dow has been up and down all week. Currently, it's down over 500 points in trading. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I see we have an individual on live chat right now that's calling us out into question. We have two segments here yet, so I will be getting to those questions that you have. But if you want to call us out at any time, you can do that. That's 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I was just talking about how Jesus clearly came to establish the law through faith. That's found in Romans 3:31. Do we then make void the law through faith? By the way, to our friend over on live chat that's having a hard time with scripture, the law condemns, the gospel believes, the gospel justifies to them that believe. Augustine said the law detects, grace conquers. The law detects, grace conquers. Okay? And we find that when we adhere and meet him on his terms. When we go to Romans 3:31, it says, do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yeah, we establish the law. And then when you go to Isaiah 8:20, what does it say? Going back and forth to the old and to the new, so we can understand not only the character of God, but the fulfilling of who he is through Christ. Isaiah 8:20, to the law and to the testimony. If we speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Folks, the gloom and doom hippies, what do? They preach out against the law. They call it legalism. They call it legalistic. What did the scriptures just get done saying, friends? To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And I want to tell you something as well, friends. One thing I've noticed with these people is they get weird. And the weirder they are, the more many will follow their pernicious ways. I don't understand that, but it just seems that that's how things work. When you go to Galatians 5:6, Scripture is also clear that faith worketh by love, right? We've been saved through grace in Ephesians 2:8. But what does that grace do? It overcomes. What does the faith of Christ do? It overcomes, right? And who is the author and the finisher of that faith? Jesus Christ, Hebrews 12:2. So when I go on, let me ask you, is it love then to withhold faith which brings about the works? No, it's just the exact opposite. We can find that in James 2:14 through 17 and 26. Then we can also go back to what I was talking about just a moment ago, Psalm 78:5 through 10. However, the hippies of today gather in the thousands and have become nothing short of a bunch of fear-mongering cowards, because that's exactly what they are. And also notice in Scriptures in Revelations 21 verse 8, the very first people that are called out to actually receive the damnation are the fearful. Revelations 21 verse 8. These are those that capitulate and continually spread nothing but what's in their reprobate hearts, their fallen state. And again, that message is gloom and doom. But what is their hope? Rapture from responsibility. Friends, how contrary to that of Scripture and the example set forth. And it tells us in 2 Timothy 4:3-4, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and be what? Turned unto fables. Oh my gosh, I just did an event out in Ohio this last summer, and there was this guy there. And I'm about a half a step away from calling this guy out as well. Just weird. He loves the attention that he gets. He talks about things outside of Scripture over and over and over again. And he bases his message on the fear of men. And he's got 200 people that come see him wherever he goes. It's not about Jesus Christ. It's about him creating followers. And guess what? He has all the answers to basically settle their jitters that they might have to have when it comes to fear. And by the way, he's the one that's promoting the fear. He creates the problem and he plays the problem solver. He's just like a politician in government, right? Well, this is happening in church all day. Folks, they can only give you what they've received, and what they have received is what they have to offer. And what is it? Hopelessness. It shows you what these hippies are feeding on. It's the blind leading the blind, and it is what they are doing. And it's exactly what their followers are doing, is following their lead. And where do they end up? Right in the ditch. Matthew 15:14. Let me also remind you that these are the same unrepentant hippies, 2 Timothy 7:10, that are fueling fear which only oppress the up-and-coming generations, and I'm not going to have any of it, in which they have in so many ways forsaken decades ago twice as much the sons and daughters of hell as which they mean to make through their proselytizing methods. Okay? They don't preach Christ crucified. They preach, get ready, fearful flock. Jesus is coming back soon. Come buy your new bunker from me today, right? Come on, come get your water supply. Come get your bunkers. Come get your food supply from me. Come to my website so I can make thousands of dollars off of your biblical illiteracies. We're to trust God. We're not to trust man. Gloom and doom is what they proclaim. Failing to lift a finger in obedience to the Lord or to help concerning their own posterity. How contrary to Scriptures, friends. These hippies then wonder why they are a reproach, why they are despised by the younger generations and others that see through their facade of heretical teachings. Well, let me tell you why that is. They have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing, and these people do nothing but offer an unsettling fear. 1 John 3:18. Folks, these hippies are dead in their sins. Firsthand, let me tell you, they're not overcoming, they're succumbing. And they're pushing what's in them to people that will listen to them. 1 Corinthians 15:17. They preach a false grace that is pushed as an occasion for the flesh to succumb rather than to empowerment that overcomes. Romans 8:37, 1 John 4:4, and 1 John 5:4. Remember, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Let me say it again. I love that. That's the message right there, right? To those hippies that need to be set free, listen carefully. Romans 5:20, where sin abounds, grace did much more abound. The problem is these leaders, they know not the line of the tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ. They know death, not life. And they desire all that listen to their message to embrace the same. Matthew 23, verse 27. 1 John 5, 12 tells us, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. They don't have life, friends. Where do you see or hear these hippies living in union with Christ? Romans 8, 17, boldly proclaiming in power, behold, I give unto you power to tread on the serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. Do you hear that? Nope, never hear that from them. Never hear that from them. When speaking of the revelation given unto the church, Jesus said, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew 16:18. That is the revelation of the Holy Ghost upon the church. Okay? Has nothing to do with Catholicism, friends, just for the record. Scripture tells us in 1 John 2:6, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Are they walking that way? No. Well then, what did Jesus do? He said, follow me. Matthew 4:19. And what's going to happen? We're going to become fishers of men, not pushers of fear. Right? That's right. Jesus said, occupy till I come. Are they occupying? No, they're preaching a message that's outside of Scripture that is saying, listen, no matter what happens, the Lord's going to pull us away and we're going to be raptured from responsibility, not realizing that we're in the predicament because of these kind of people, because they've left off the commandments of God, establishing judgment that we might know righteousness and peace within the gate. That's how much they love their posterity. No, just push on fear. Push more fear on them. Just tell them they're going to be raptured from responsibility. I'll tell you what they don't want, just like the Pharisees. They don't want you doing anything that they themselves have not lifted a finger to do. They don't want to be outdone. Right? Just like the Pharisees. You know, the Bible says that Jesus was crucified, and Pontius Pilate, he actually knew that they wanted him crucified because they were envious of him. They were jealous of him. Right? It was Jesus that said, say not ye that there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are already white and ready to harvest. John 4:35. He's the one that said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have not suggested to you, but have commanded to you. Right? And lo, I'm always with you, even to the end of the age. Man, I cannot find Jesus telling his followers to sit down and do nothing, that God is on the throne and he'll do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. I can't find that nowhere in Scripture. Furthermore, the church is not to limit the Holy One of Israel. That's found in Psalm 78, verse 41. But I do find promises to those who disobey the Lord. And it shall come to pass, I said disobey, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoice over you to do good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. Is that what's happening today? That's exactly right. Why? Because you've listened to a false gospel. That's why. That's why. Folks, these are the same people in their unregenerate state who look for another opportunity to capitalize on those who are foolish enough to listen to their heretical and unscriptural theology of eschatology. It's a fact. 1-866-582-9933. Don't want to listen to your chatter. Don't want to listen to all your shots that you're taking, one or two of you on live chat. No, I want to see Scripture. I want to see Scripture is what I want to see. And Scripture is what you cannot deliver. And that's why you're confused. You're just like Janice and Jamborees. You're ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And you know, the Bible says that you're going to be manifest, and so will your folly. And it's exactly what's happening. It's exactly what's happening. Folks, they can't pass by the opportunity as to why they should write a book every year highlighting when Jesus might come back, like Hal Lindsey. They want to tell you what Jesus himself said that he didn't know. You know, it's interesting that they tell you when the end times are coming. Hal Lindsey does one every year, friends. These are false teachers. Did you hear me? They're false teachers. Why Jesus is coming back, I've heard it my whole life. Year after year, book after book. Why Jesus is coming back in 2020. I remember seeing this back in the 80s, and it's still going on. They want to tell you what Jesus himself doesn't even know. The Bible says the only person that knows is the Father, not even the Son, Matthew 24:36. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Barr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 119 radio affiliates across the United States of America. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show on Genesis Communication Networks. Also 53 countries that we broadcast into as well. Thank you for making us the number one show and the number two show. Only you can do that. And I know why you're listening, because you're sick and tired of the circus of politics, both in the church and in government. I get it. I understand it. And that's why, just like Gideon, we're tearing down our father's altars. Okay. And right now we're just talking about the hippies that want to be raptured from responsibility. Okay. I was just talking about how, I was just talking about Hal Lindsey. For decades, friends, every single year. Another book as to why Jesus is coming back this year. Just imagine the money he has made off of those that refuse to know the Word of God. Just think about that. He's a heretic. Period. Friends, here's another one for you. They want to tell you what Jesus Christ himself doesn't even know. My big brother. I say that with respect in so many different ways. Well, what are you talking about? Well, Matthew 24, verse 36 says, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." But these heretics, they want to tell you when it's going to happen. They want to tell you through one of their dreams an interpretation that they've made up, which creates cults and curse upon nations. They want to tell you something that the Lord himself has not even conveyed to us. I want to say this, okay? And I want you to listen carefully to me. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of this prophecy of this book, from Genesis to Revelations, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things are which are written in this book. Folks, don't step outside of Scripture. It's dangerous business. Stay within its bounds. And keep it in context, line upon line, precept upon precept. It's really important that you do understand that, okay? Now, going over to 1 Thessalonians 4, okay? It tells us in verse 14, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall be raised first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Okay? It says to comfort one another with these words. I got a question for you. Who's been translated? Enoch? Elijah? Who's been translated? If anybody deserves to be raptured, wouldn't it have been one of the disciples? No, they were 11 of the 12 were brutally crucified. Right? And just think about it. They obeyed the Lord. Now you look at America, where you have 325.7 million people in this country, and 86% of them profess to belong to Christ. They want to be raptured from responsibility, and these are the ones that fail to obey God. How does that work? Is God going to contradict his word? Absolutely not. Is this up and coming? Of course it is. Is this something that's left to the Spirit that we might know? Well, when we get there, everything's going to make perfect sense. Yes, but during the time that we're here, the Bible demands that we occupy. The Bible also tells us in Isaiah 58 that we are to be repairers of the breach. We are not to be derelict of duty. We are not to love God enough to disobey him every time we get an opportunity to do so, like this message that they give means to do. Folks, let's put it into context here, friends. Let's hold things in context. Let me ask you something. Why would the man of war, Exodus 15, 13, that's a characteristic of God's, obviously his character. Why would the man of war raise up an army only to pull them out right before the battle? Did the Lord do that with Abraham? Did he do that with Moses? Did he do that with Joshua? Did he do that with the children of Israel? Did he do that with Caleb? Did he do that with Gideon, Samson, David? No, of course not. He is not in the past, and he's not going to do it in the future. You are going through the tribulation, friends. Period. Again, 1-866-582-9933. This is how sure they are of Scripture. They don't know, friends. And I want to tell you something, friends. They can say what they will, but they better understand that it is the Lord's word that they stand against on so many different fronts. Let me say this again. One of his disciples, 11 of the 12, were martyred, and yet we have these false teachings that the Lord is going to show favor to a new sect of disobedient hippies that they are not going to have to bear the cross. Whoa! That's contrary to Scripture, friends. Read John 7:17. It's the first prerequisite. Okay? You're supposed to know the word. You're supposed to know the doctrine. And for those that follow along, they don't take the time to know the word, right? They think that their leader's gonna somehow get them to heaven. Nope, it says that you're supposed to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. No one's gonna do it for you. Not your vicar, okay? You only have one mediator, and his name is Jesus Christ, between God and man. 1 Timothy 2:5, that's where it says that, okay? But friends, what are the 11 of the 12 that were martyred? Again, yet we have these false teachers that tell you, no, don't worry about it. Just keep buying my books. Keep buying my products by the fear that I push. Though it's not the fear of God, you don't know the difference. I'll just say it is, and you'll believe me more than that guy, Bradley Dean, because he's just using the Word of God, which stands in contrast to my heresies. But I don't. That's how you create cults, friends, right there. Just get away from the Word of God, just a little bit. That's exactly, folks, and I'm here to tell you, too, they're not off Scripture just a little bit. They're off Scripture a lot of bit. This is why my ministry is an offense to their disobedience, to their heresies. Scripture warns us throughout the New Testament over and over and over again concerning those false teachers. But the Bible again says many will follow their pernicious ways. They'll speak evil of the way of truth, right? Well, if you want to be set free, then be set free. But the only thing that's going to do that is the Son who maketh you free. John 8:32. Also read 2 Corinthians 3:17. Man, these new sects of disobedient hippies, man, suffering persecution? No, that's what they did. That's what those disciples did. You know what? That's why, as a matter of fact, that's why they were martyred. They suffered persecution. Well, Jesus said that you're going to suffer persecution. You're going to be hated for my name's sake. Right? You might even be killed for your faith. You might even possibly die in the process of bearing witness for Christ. Well, guess what, friends? By the grace of God, so be it. By the grace of God, so be it. But to these people, no, they want to dance around the cross, which is foreign to the gospel of Jesus Christ, but they don't want to bear the cross. They want the crown, but they don't want the cross, friends. It's exactly who these people are. It's exactly who these people are. And they dare not call in, because if they do, just like any of these false prophets out in the country today, friends, because they know all the well it's not premised on the Word of God. This is about them. This isn't about Christ crucified. It's not about Christ crucified. I mean, look at the life and times of Paul and the martyrs. Oh, my goodness. They bore witness of the truth. And they're gone down in history as martyrs, as testimonies for Jesus Christ. And look how they went. Hey, folks, these new sect of disobedient hippies dying? No, that's for someone else to do, not me. They'll even send their kids to do their dying for them. This is heresy, friends. This is heresy. Here's one more for you. Ready for this? I love it. Furthermore, listen carefully. This will seal today's show. Jesus prayed not that they should be raptured from responsibility, but that they should remain in the fight, in fighting the good fight of faith, said Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:12. Listen, Jesus said this. This is how I'm going to end the show. I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Jesus said in John 6:17, right before he went to the cross, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. So those that think that they're going to be raptured from responsibility, remember, you are only going to face the responsibility that you left off on Judgment Day. And for those that refuse to hear the truth, I say this to you. Prepare to meet your God. Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. Little children, we're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but we're to love by deed and truth. Why? Because by this, our hearts are assured before Him, and it's exactly what we mean to do here. The Word of God and the Constitution is what we are going to stick to, friends, because therein is the resolve that so many of us claim that we want, and if it's truly what we want, then that's where we're going to stay, and we're going to trust God for the results as we continue to obey Him out of love for Him.
Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.